The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good morning, everyone. This is Sandy Cassese. I am the president and CEO of Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. So I want to just start by saying, you know, the real purpose of us doing this show every month is to try to discuss the various elements of the hospice benefit so that you, the listener, can understand the value that we bring to those who are facing a life-limiting illness. So this morning, I will be talking with Kim Warner. She's the director of Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County's Social Work and Bereavement Departments, and we're going to be talking about a special program that Hospice of Orange and Sullivan participates in collaboration with the National Hospice and Palliative Care Association and also the Department of Veterans Affairs. This very special program is called We Honor Veterans. So the idea behind this program is that American veterans and their families have very unique needs when it comes to end-of-life care. So, Kim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Sandy. I hope you're hearing me well.
I do hear you well. I miss you. I haven't seen you in person in a while, but I'm really delighted to be talking to you this morning. So, I know you well enough, Kim Warner, that if I try to give you any accolades, you are going to say to me that it's a team effort. And that's true. But every good team needs a great team leader. And honestly, you truly have been the driving force behind this very successful program. You're such a keen advocate. I just feel like I need to heap that praise on you this morning. So let's start by having a little conversation so that we can help the listeners understand what this program is, what it sets out to do, and how we've been so successful thanks to your passion, your commitment, and the team that you lead.
Thank you. The We Honor Veteran program was created with a collaboration of the National Hospice Association and the Department of Veteran Affairs years ago, as they recognized that many veterans, just like the rest of the civilians in life, prefer to be home and with their family at the end of their life. The Department of Veteran Affairs recognizes that veterans have very specific end-of-life needs and that the hospice team would need some education to serve them best as we can. And then the program asks us to reach out into the community to help support veterans across our area, even if they're not on our program.
Interesting.
So, this program at our agency began many years ago, I would say, in 2019 we served 264 patients, and then we've continued to build our outreach into the community.
So Kim, by patients, you mean specifically those patients who are veterans, correct?
Yes. Yes, it's a portion of our census, and we want to serve them as honorably and as specific as we can in meeting their needs.
Well, that makes sense. So just so you know, Kim, I just finished my annual education for the Veterans Program, and even though I've done it many times, I always find myself kind of buying in even more, understanding just how much we need to honor these veterans who are in our care. And really, it's a partnership, correct? So can you talk to us a little bit about how the partnership began, how we started our journey when we pioneered this program?
Sure. The Hudson Valley Veteran Partnership is rooted out of Castle Point VA and Montrose VA. They reach out to hospices within the community, and I believe they connect with 25 hospices. We are one of them who are trying to serve the veteran patients best we can. And with the guide of the We Honor Veterans program, our agency has been able to work through the five levels of tiered recognition to be able to now become a mentor. In that trip, we used the We Honor Veteran Guide, and we searched for VA organizations in our region. We joined the local VA task force. We collaborate with Veteran Foreign Wars. We work with American Legions. We have the pleasure of working with the Newburgh Armory, as well as the Stewart Air Force Base, as all collaborative partners in our community.
So truly, this is the definition of a partnership, correct?
Yes.
So, Kim, you know, for me personally, one of the things that we do, it's kind of a hallmark of our veterans program, is a veterans recognition ceremony that we participate in and actually we provide, called an honor salute. It's such really an incredible and special ceremony. And I'd love for you to, you know, just kind of tell our listeners about the program overall. And then, you know, I would just like to say my own dad was a veteran, and I would have loved for him to have had this kind of recognition before he passed away. It was really important to him, you know, that we honor him at the time of his death. But this is different. It's very different. This is, you know, just very special. So can you sort of drive through this for our listeners so they understand just how special it is?
The We Honor Veteran program does ask us to recognize the veterans on our program, but it doesn't tell us how. So our agency has designed a recognition that specifically involves many community organizations. So we ask the veteran if they would like this kind of formal recognition. And if they want that, then we can call Veteran Foreign War participants. We can call in our own veteran volunteers to come in and recognize the patient at bedside with the family. And we have a lovely group of people who provide us with patriotic blankets, and we have a pin ceremony that we provide along with our chaplains providing a blessing. And this is extremely rewarding to veterans because the program is to recognize the patient while they're alive and foster life legacy discussion with the family members, often who have not heard about that portion of the patient's life and their contribution to our country.
That's very interesting to me because, honestly, this gets sort of to the root of, you know, the goals for this program. As you mentioned, many veterans are very reluctant to speak about their time in service. Maybe they have, you know, some memories that get stirred up around, you know, the end of life when they're beginning to take stock and you know, did my life have meaning? Did my service to this country have meaning? And I just, you know, I can't stress to you enough when I first came to hospice how unbelievably impressed, and that's not even the right word. It's so honorable to be able to do this ceremony with the patient present rather than waiting for them to pass away and doing a salute at the cemetery, that sort of thing. So I know I have a few very special memories myself, but I would like for you to tell our listeners about, you know, maybe a specific memory or two that sticks out about this particular program.
Well, I'll never forget the gentleman who was in our Kaplan residence who was a Vietnam veteran and was a sniper. And he was very afraid to be with veterans in the VA, but definitely wanted to be cared for and have our veteran volunteers at his bedside. And he was not really proud of his work. We needed to help him see how valuable his life and his work in the military was to our country. And so we pulled together our veteran volunteers and our hospice family staff, and he drove the conversation and really left that conversation feeling like he had worth and value and was highly appreciated.
I, you know, can only imagine what that felt like for him, but also for, you know, the members of the community that you talk about, our volunteers, our staff, It's really, to me, just something incredibly unique. And I know you probably have another memory or two that you'd like to share, because some of them just really stand out. I mean, for me, I think about one of the recognitions where we had cadets from West Point who came to participate in the ceremony. Can you give me another example of, you know, one of these memories that sticks out?
Another one that to me is significant is that we had the honor of saluting Senator Larkin. Now, this is a gentleman who received recognitions throughout his life of his accomplishments, and yet this is one of the most unique recognitions we could provide for him, and how meaningful it was for him as well as his wife to have that root of his adult life, the beginning of his life of serving our country in a military manner, being acknowledged. And he was very gracious in that regard.
If I'm correct, Kim, we have a video of some of that presentation on our website. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
All right. And just to remind the listeners, it's hospiceoforange.com. If you'd like to take a look at some of the videos, or you just want to look at the page that describes this incredible program, I think it's worth your time. So, Kim, you know, let's get into kind of a little bit of the nitty gritty. So you mentioned that we're proud of our designation as a level 5 program. That's the highest of the accreditation levels. Can you talk a little bit about the journey of getting to that level 5? And, you know, it didn't happen overnight. We know that. It's quite the journey. So you, as sort of the leader, I would love to hear your perspective on how that incredible work happened.
Well, you're right. It doesn't happen overnight. We started in 2018 working alongside the We Honor Veteran Program, embracing it, learning what criteria was required for each tier of accreditation. We created a committee that was multi-generational and multi-disciplined and had veterans on the program so that we could decide the best way to meet each criteria. And each year, we push through a next level and the next level, and we have achieved the 5th level in 2020 with great gratification. And now we are expected to maintain it with annual recertification requirements. Some of these requirements have nothing to do with hospice, and some of it has everything to do with hospice. First, they want our agency to continue to train every new staff member, every volunteer who touch our families, to understand the specialty needs of the veterans in the end of their life.
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned, I did my training recently, and it's really, to me, an incredible reminder of just how important this service is. And, you know, I think at this point we'll probably take a little break. And then when we come back, what I'd like to do is talk to you more about how the veteran-to-veteran portion of the program works.
Dear hospice family, my husband was given less than 6 months, and he was able to be here for 10 and a half months. I think that was because of the care that was given to him by hospice.
Dear Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County, my family is so grateful for the care that hospice provided at the end of Mom's life.
I write this letter to give my thanks and gratitude to the people of hospice who were so understanding and caring in my family's time of need.
The Kaplan Family Hospice residence, it was like a breath of fresh air.
I know that God sent these wonderful people to us.
It was one of the best decisions we had ever made.
I think it lengthened his time on earth.
Call Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, providing generations of care in your community. There are others. Make sure to ask for us by name. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Your choice does matter.
I'd just like people to find out about hospice while there was still time.
Hospice is a plan for living.
I'm Paul Shad in Charlotte with Kathy Martindale in Nashville.
We're so proud of bringing you the best singers in country music and the biggest stars in NASCAR.
Every Sunday at 12 noon.
Racing country. WTBQ.
Hi, it's Sandy Cassese, President and CEO of Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Thanks for listening today. I'm here with my colleague, Kim Warner, who directs not only our social work program and our bereavement program, but is really instrumental in ensuring that our veterans program is as successful as it has been. Kim, can you talk to us a little more about the veteran-to-veteran volunteer portion of our program?
Of course. The special relationship veterans have with one another provides a tremendous amount of support and camaraderie, and that's recognized in our agency as well. So we are asked by the criteria to have veterans in the community become volunteers of our agency, specialty trained to join in the veteran recognition ceremonies, join in sitting next to a veteran for comrade bedside companionship, and relish in the special bond and understanding they have about life, its meaning, and how to traverse through difficulties in life.
So, Kim, you talked about that companionship piece, and that really sticks out to me as a nurse, because I know that, you know, those final months and final weeks and days of a veteran's time on earth can be challenging, right? Invoking memories of the past, et cetera, et cetera. We've had some pretty terrific volunteers over the years who have provided that companionship. And I know you know well, there's a few that stand out on that front too. Can you talk about what that would look like for a veteran to sit with another veteran and just provide that careful listening?
Absolutely. They are assigned individually to people in their community that have veteran has said, yes, I would like a veteran to come and sit with me. They chat a lot about their past experiences. They talk a lot about understanding without words what emotions people are going through as they face deaths. Many of our veterans have already watched death occur in their service, and it affects them and affects how they view their own. So having a veteran next to them without having to go through the explanation of its impact of being in the military, that's great comfort.
I have seen it, you know, firsthand, and I really would like to just, you know, say to the listeners that are out there, if you are a veteran, you should be talking about this with your family. You know, you can elect to come on to the hospice benefit at end of life, but I think these conversations need to take place, you know, in advance so that we're sure that we're honoring your wishes, most especially if you are a veteran, understanding that this program exists for you.
Now, and it's not exclusive. The veteran volunteers also participate in our committee's operation and kind of keep all of us in line and appropriate for our veterans. They work with us in recognizing veterans all around the community for our cafe, which we're hosting actually this month, and our annual breakfast or our picnic celebration in our community. Our veterans help us a great deal in setting that up.
So what is a veteran cafe?
The We Honor Veteran program expects our agency to foster comrade conversations from veterans to veterans. And so we, this year, have 10 nursing homes with a total of 164 veterans residing in them. And next week we are delivering packages of gifts and a veteran video of reminiscent from our veteran volunteer, Bob. It was recorded talking about his 22 years in the Air Force, and we're giving them this little gift, and we're asking them to go ahead and watch, and the recreational directors of all 10 of the nursing homes are cooperating with us in providing this moment of conversation with them.
Well, that sounds incredible to me, and I would guess that there are always opportunities for people in the community who'd like to help sponsor this type of veteran activity. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Oh, we would love to have anybody join us who is interested. The volunteer department collects names of people who are interested and goes through some of the conversations that occur before we actually establish a new volunteer and then have a training. And then off you go into our program and join us in the efforts.
Well, I think that that is an area where we probably still have some more work to do. We would love to bring more volunteers on board. But there's other ways that, you know, we can look to the community to help to participate. So you talked a little bit before about how at the honor salutes, we recognize our veterans with, a few nice items, one of them being a patriotic blanket. And so we've been very lucky over the years to have groups that have volunteered to either do knitting, crocheting, quilting, to make those special blankets. Can you talk about the need there?
Well, it's ongoing.
Okay.
Because every time we recognize a veteran on our program, we award them a blanket. And we talk about the symbolism of the American colors of our flag being wrapped on them as a hug from the community. And so the organizations in our region who do quilting and knitting and crocheting are continually providing us with these blankets for our honors and recognitions.
So I've seen the evidence of those incredible blankets and quilts, et cetera, when we've done these honor salutes. And, you know, it may sound to the listener like it's something small, but, you know, that's not been our experience, right, Kim? We see, you know, well after the time that the person passes away, very often the family is kind of attached to that tangible evidence of that honor ceremony that we've provided. Would you say that's been your experience?
Oh, I think they have great value. They either are obtained by the family as part of the memory of that recognition, or they want to honor their loved one and have him buried in that blanket. So either way, they provide a real concrete, tangible way of recognizing the service that this veteran has given to us.
One of my greatest privileges as the newly minted CEO of Hospice is to actually sign those recognitions that we give to the veterans. And I have to tell you that I use my very best penmanship because it is such an honor, you know, for me personally to have that kind of involvement when we're giving them a recognition certificate. Again, I think those tangible items are really important to people. There's another thing that you have done, which I really, really think is special, and that is that you've invited children's groups to make the Thank a Veteran card that is also presented at that ceremony. So I know we are always looking for groups to help us. You want to talk about that part of the program a little bit?
Well, I think it's really powerful when you watch a veteran receive a card from a child two or three generations below them, acknowledging what they did as a young adult and how it's impacting on this child so many more years ago and now. That's often one of the more poignant moments of a recognition when the card is read to the veteran, and they come to realize quite concretely the impact that they did for 3 or 5 years in the military, and these young children are expressing their gratitude.
Well, I have to say, as you were talking about that, I actually felt a little chill in my body. You gave me the chills. The very thought of a young child understanding what it is to make this kind of recognition is just... it's very poignant and it's so sincere. How could people reach out if they would like to participate with children's groups?
Well, the children's participation, I think our advancement director and myself are the most direct contact We have worked with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We have worked with children's school classrooms to obtain, and actually we have what this Veteran Cafe is occurring during February 14th week, and so we have children's cards of a Happy Valentine's Day cards to the veteran specifically going out into our packages. So go ahead and call me or the advancement director at the main office, and would you like me to state that phone number now?
That would be great.
845-561-6111. And my name is Kim Warner, and we'll make sure that those cards get to the right folks.
I just absolutely love that. And Kim, more than anything, I love the passion that you've brought to this program. This isn't about checking off, you know, boxes, ticking off boxes on a list. That's not the way we came to get to this level 5 designation. Every good program needs a strong leader, and you have provided that to all of us, and I personally am very grateful for that. I'm guessing that, you know, there's probably a couple of other things that you'd like our listeners to know about the program. And so I'll give you a little free space here to just talk about your wishes and your desires.
Well, I just want to recognize the commitment this agency has to the veterans in our community. This is not a requirement anywhere along the way for our services. Our agencies years ago decided that meeting the needs of the veterans in our community was something that we had passion about and something that we wanted to commit to. And so all along the way, we have become well known in our community as those who service our veterans. There are only 4 that We Honor Veteran programs in the region that are at level 5. That makes us, as mentors, I'm designated as a mentor for anyone who wants to do this such a program. And that's part of the We Honor the Program. They expect us leaders to go ahead and assist other hospices to be leaders in this as well.
Well, Kim, I really want to thank you for your time today. I think you perfectly illustrated what our commitment is to the community, and I look forward to continuing this incredible conversation with you for many years to come.